I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands crowd into hospitals and police stations in Sudan, waiting for an imminent large-scale fallout between warring sides in Al-Fashir. Now in its second year, Sudan's civil war has uprooted 8.8 million people. At least 600,000 have fled to neighboring South Sudan since the war began. Door International's Rob Meyer says deaf Christians here are caring for deaf refugees. Sudan's sign language is different from that of South Sudan, but it's usually an easy barrier to overcome.
They're not coming with a significant amount of sign language, so it's a little bit of a blank slate, and these leaders are able to teach South Sudanese sign language and through that bring the gospel and begin to minister to some of this deep, deep trauma.
Pray Sudanese refugees will find healing through Christ and ask God to strengthen deaf gospel workers. And nestled between northern India, Iran, and Afghanistan, Pakistan hosts varied landscapes, hundreds of different people groups, and dozens of languages. AMG International's Brian Dennett says the religious topography is a little more uniform.
There's 240 million people, 98% of them Muslim, and just 1% are Christian.
Although 99% of Pakistan's people groups are unreached, it's not easy for believers to share their faith.
The small minority of Christians face discrimination and persecution for their belief in Jesus.
Pakistan needs Jesus, and AMG has a plan to reach them with the gospel. Church planters need your help to bring the gospel where it's never been before. We'll connect you to AMG and the story at our website. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.